Dikshita Brahma Kshatrina,
Dikshita Brahma Kshatrina,
Sarva Bhutatma Medasa,
Sarva Bhutatma Medasa,
Praticham Dishivelayam,
Praticham Dishivelayam,
Siddho Bhujyatra Jajane,
Siddho Bhujyatra Jajane.
Dikshita,
Dikshita,
being determined,
being determined,
Brahma Kshatrina,
Brahma Kshatrina,
by understanding of the Supreme Spirit,
by understanding of the Supreme Spirit,
Sarva,
Sarva,
all,
all,
Buddha,
Buddha,
living entities,
living entities,
Atma Medasa,
Atma Medasa,
considering like oneself,
considering like oneself,
Praticham,
Praticham,
in the Western,
in the Western,
Dishi,
Dishi,
direction,
direction,
Velayam,
Velayam,
on the seashore,
on the seashore,
Siddha,
Siddha,
perfect,
perfect,
Abhut,
Abhut,
became,
became,
Yatra,
Yatra,
where,
where,
Jajali,
Jajali,
the great sage Jajali,
the great sage Jajali.
Purport. The word Brahma Sutra means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Actually, both the Vedas and severe austerity are known as Brahma. Veda tattvam tapu Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth. One has to cultivate knowledge of the absolute truth by pursuing studies in the Vedas and undergoing severe austerities and penances. Pachetas properly executed this function and consequently became equal to all other living entities. As Bhagavad Gita 18:54 confirms, Ramabhutta Prasanatana Sushatina Kamsati Samasarvasa Bhutti Summa Bhakti Navate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahma and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one actually becomes spiritually advanced, he does not see the difference between one living entity and another. This platform is attained by determination. When perfect knowledge is expended, one ceases to see the outward covering of the living entity. He sees rather the spirit soul within the body. Thus he does not make distinction between a human being and an animal, a learned Brahman and a Chandala. Vidya-vinaya sampane brahmani kavi hastini sunyati Sunichaya Swapakacha Pandita Samadarsana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. Bhagavad Gita 5:18. A learned person sees everyone equally on a spiritual basis, and a learned person, a devotee, wants to see everyone developed in Krishna consciousness. The place where the Pachetas were residing was perfect for executing spiritual activities, for it is indicated that the great sage, Jajali, attained mukti, liberation there. One desiring perfection and liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called sadhu sangha, associating with a perfect devotee. The Pachetas had withdrawn themselves from worldly life, and they had taken up austerity for the sake of becoming spiritually advanced. That is a timeless principle. Although the times are changing, there are the different yugas, or the long periods of time within the universe that each have a different nature. Satya, Teta, Dwapara, and Kali Yuga. And whereas the Satya Yuga is very harmonious and peaceful, and the conditions of life are very easy and favorable for spiritual life, the climate is very gentle, things are growing natural on trees, Kali Yuga is harsh, right? Snow and ice and so many other harsh aspects of this age. Whatever the circumstances may be, the element of tapasya or austerity cannot be overcome. It's not possible. It somehow or other is built in. Whereas in Satya Yuga, many people were interested in spiritual life and involuntarily performing tapasya. Now it's forced upon us, somehow or other. We are not into it, oh no. But it comes anyway, on its own accord. So that is to be expected. In spiritual life, it is going to be part of spiritual life. So in this particular age of Kali, the situation is that all living beings, Amandu Sumanda Matiyo Manda Bhavya Hi Upadruta, that they are slow-witted, not very intelligent, they are lazy, misguided, they are always agitated by something, constantly. Something is just disturbing us, constantly. Either something we want to enjoy or something that is just unpleasant, but the mind is agitated, just constantly agitated. That is the upadruta stage of the living being in the age of Kali. Now, how to cope with this? The main process is to stop dealing with ourselves. Right? As long as we are so much preoccupied with dealing with what's happening to us, my situation, my desires, or my problems, and my issues, and everything I am going through, and my experiences, and as long as that's in the foreground of our thinking, we are in trouble. Because by nature we will be disturbed. That's just the fundamental script. So no matter what the play is, right, wherever the play is, right, whoever is in the play, the basic fundamental principle in any play, right, whether it is on the Mediterranean or whether it is in like Helsinki, it doesn't matter. It's upadruta. It's always disturbed. Yeah. That's the situation. There's always an agitating factor. Right? That's just the nature of things. And Prabhupada emphasizes that point in many situations. He uses a Hindi proverb about Dili kaladu kaya, you know, yane kaya. Whether you have eaten the dili kaladu, or whether you have not eaten the Dili ka ladu, a ladu from Delhi, very famous. And some are thinking, oh, I never ate this ladu, oh, how can I live? Others are thinking, oh God, I ate too many Delhi ladus. In other words, the problem is there, and Prabhupada used the example of marriage. And says like, unhappy when not married, unhappy when married, yeah, basically. And then make the best of it and make it work, but still agitated. So this agitation we all carry within us, like it's a fundamental thing. Now, Maya makes us think that the solution to dealing with this agitation is to find the situation where we're least agitated. Yeah? And that's called like a comfortable situation. So we're looking in this world for the least agitating, it's all agitating, but the least agitating place, the least disturbing place. But this is actually not the solution to deal with this agitation. The real solution to deal with this agitation is to not focus on ourselves. Is to simply focus on the well-being of others. And it's that change that we have to make. And it takes a long time. to really successfully do that. Of course, those who are heroic, they externally do it. They externally start to put themselves in a position where they work for the well-being of others. But then, meanwhile, the Sankirtan devotee is thinking, poor me, I'm here on the street suffering. Oh God, what I'm going through. I gotta live in this van. Oh God, you know what I mean? I gotta eat khichdi every day. Endless agitation. Me, 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 me. So still the mind manages to put me in the center, even when the activity is centered around welfare work for the benefit of others. But gradually in spiritual life, we have to embrace the well-being of others and make that our meditation. How can I pass on the mercy? And when that becomes our meditation, at that stage, spiritual life becomes susukam kartama aviyam, joyfully performed. It's there. It's otherwise it's like agitating. Oh God, it's agitating. The temple, you know, it's totally agitating, and all these people are agitating, and you know what they cooked today, it's again agitating, and it's just the weather is agitating, and God, all the things I have to do are just agitating. It's like this, the influence of Kali is such that is there. In a moment they say, no, it's not agitated, it's so nice. Yeah. Oh, then we get agitated in the other direction. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. More and more. So that's not the means. The means is sthanam sthiti sthanavan shrutigatam tanavan manubir. Sthanam sthiti shrutigatam tanavan manubir. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this point. There was a Brahmana in South India who requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come with him. Because in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual life was magic. Yeah? This Brahmana just experienced that, like, suddenly, you know, everything, chanting Hare Krishna was bliss, and it was just all so amazing. Yeah, he's just like, wow, you know, in all these years, I have dutifully lived a brahminical life, and it was very agitating, because even 500 years ago it was like that. But he dutifully did it. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and suddenly all the agitation relieved. He wanted to come with him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told him, Stam Srita Shutigatam Tanavan Manabir. No, you stay in the place where you are. And there, there you must preach this Krishna consciousness. So it's not that we need an external change, we need an internal change. That is really the point. We need an internal change. We need to internally make an alteration. Last Sunday, not this one, but the previous Sunday, I was in Johannesburg, and I made a point which I thought was important, and that's why I presented it, that there are two ways of dealing with the pushings of the material energy. And the first way is through cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Cultivation. And we see that Srila Rupa Goswami has given us an intricate program. In the Nectar of Devotion, he has outlined an intricate program of cultivation. And we have that. You know, we have our morning program, we have our regular reading, we have our, our Vaishnava etiquette, right? How we're supposed to speak to a Vaishnava. All part of cultivation. And so there's a at the deities, the temple, bowing down, curtains open, curtain closed, all part of the cultivation. So this cultivation must be there. And then we do all these things and then we say, but we're still upadruta, still disturbed, still agitated. And then it doesn't work. I'm doing all these things, but it doesn't work. And the senior devotee says, no, just hearing and chanting. I have been hearing and chanting for such a long time and I'm totally disturbed. Totally. Totally disturbed. Yeah? I'm about to explode. Yeah? About to. Just any moment. Get out. Yeah? I'm telling you. It's going to be a mess. Explode any moment. So like this, the mind will say, yes. So that's the cultivation aspect. But it helps. It helps. It's just like when you have a wound, you know, and it's just nagging. You have some wound or some inflammation, and it's a nagging pain. You know? It's like it's just a nagging presence all the time. This wound is there. You put this cream and it doesn't work. There's this like still throbbing and nagging. But the cream helps. It's not the miracle cream, you know. You put it on and boom, wow, I am healed, you know. You come in on crutches and, you know, when you pray to the Lord,
I can walk, I can see.
And in Africa, they still do these things. They regularly have these kinds of meetings in the name of. Anyway, so we want a miracle, you know. We want a miracle cure. We want something instant now, totally cured all at once. And the cultivation doesn't work. No, it does. It's very important that it is part of the healing process and it must be dutifully maintained. When I'm still having problems, that's fine, but just keep on doing it and it will help in the long term. So the cultivation aspect, Krishna Anushilanam, is very important. But it's not the all-in-all. You know, it's like so much cultivation and still agitated. Why? Because we're lacking in the other aspect, which is conviction. Conviction. We have to... Conviction comes from the word to convinced, to be convinced, convincing. Convincing means, yes, that... Yes, we fully accept that this is the truth, this is the way, and there is no other way. But if we are not fully accepting that this is the only true way to be happy, as long as we just leave the door open in our mind, a little door open in our mind, maybe there is a little happiness somewhere else. Possibly. Maybe. It's blonde. Maybe. It's rich. Maybe. Yes. It's in a country with great weather. Yes. Maybe there is some happiness somewhere. Maybe. And that rubbish, right? That rubbish, that's Maya. Maya has sort of taken her position in our mind. Illusion. Totally false. Right? That's not at all possible. Therefore, we have to root it out with argument and reason. We have to think. Yeah. We have to think. Conviction means you have to think. You can't just be, are you convinced, Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead? Do you accept it? Yes. You know. That's not very, very helpful, right? No, better you argue. Why? Why you say that Krishna is God? Why? You know, what's your proof? Okay, now I'm talking to an intelligent person. Thank God, you know, not a dodo, right? The dodos will just come and say yes to everything. And they say yes today here and yes tomorrow somewhere else, right? Because they haven't thought, so they have to think deeply, deeply. Why am I doing this? Why is it the best? Deeply. Reasons, arguments. I've tried some years ago with a seminar on faith, and you know, we used mind maps to kind of get the illustration of faith, and then basically faith begins to look like a tree with roots, and the roots have subroots and again subroots. Like for example, us people, okay, you have faith in Krishna consciousness. Why? So like, well, because of Prabhupada. Okay, and why do you have faith in Prabhupada? Right? Because he was always Krishna conscious in every situation, always inspired. Okay, anything else? Because he single-handedly came and made so many devotees, because he stayed up in the night when other people slept and wrote books, and because his books are so deep and so rich. Anyway, some reasons, right? You must have reasons, you know. What's the point? Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. And then, no reasons. So conviction. So we have to deepen our conviction. And the more we deepen our conviction, the less we become dependent on cultivation. And it works on a deeper level. And then, even when we are in the middle of trying circumstances, still, we are strong. Very strong, because we're convinced. I have sometimes given the example of Karna, who was somehow or other given up by his original mother, then didn't, and although he was a son of the sun god and therefore a natural kshatriya, he didn't get a chance to grow up as a kshatriya, and he was like, Dronacharya wouldn't teach him because he wasn't from kshatriya birth, and this and that, and then he went to Parasaram, he served Parasaram. Parasaram asked him, "Are you a kshatriya?" And for the first time in his life, Karna was very happy to say, "No, I'm not a kshatriya." And his whole life it had hurt his heart, but this time he was happy to say it. Parasaram accepted him, he served him very nice, taught him all the tricks and all the way, all the weapons, and then one day his guru is resting with his head on the leg of his disciple, and this insect comes and stings Karna in the leg. Karna is getting stung, and he's thinking, my guru is resting. He just somehow or other tolerated it. That's how dedicated he was to his guru. He tolerated it out of pure dedication. The pain was unbearable, and he just saw on the top of it. Parasaram woke up. Parasaram saw the blood in his leg. Parasaram said, what happened? What happened? This blood, what happened? He said, oh, while you were resting, this insect came, and Parasaram immediately. How could you tolerate it? How could you tolerate? No one can tolerate such a thing. Only a kshatriya. You are a kshatriya. You have cheated me, and therefore I will curse you at the time when you need all the knowledge that I gave you the most. You will forget it. Anyway, the point that I derive from this story is about determination. The determination of the kshatriya is just determination on the strength of mind. I will do it, I shall do it, I must do it, I'm going to do it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Right? the strength of the Brahmana is the strength based on knowledge, based on understanding. And although in the moment the Kshatriya may be stronger, could tolerate pain that even a Brahmana cannot tolerate, in the long run the Brahmana is stronger because he sees no alternative. Because it's all based on knowledge and understanding and reason, and therefore his conviction is stronger. So therefore, yes, we need to strengthen our conviction. Right? I mean, we have to again and again, we need to strengthen this conviction. Why is Krishna consciousness really the only solution? Why is it the better way of life? Why are we doing this? Otherwise, one day you stand on the street with these books, right, and you just think, why am I doing this? I've been doing this for a long time now. Why am I doing this? It's just too much. So much austerity. Why can't I just live a normal life? Why do I have to live such a strange, artificial life? Living in a van, right, traveling. Why? That question comes. But when one is convinced to say, I'm here to give the mercy, and this little bit of inconvenience anyway, who cares? Huh? Or why? Why am I living with all these narrow principles? I'm living in this building in a flat, and all my neighbors, they don't get up as early as I do. Right? And they watch TV sometimes, or other things. And we can't do anything. God, how can you live like this? Hare and Krishna. Yeah. It's just too narrow. So, Krishna consciousness will become narrow and suffocating if we are not strengthening our conviction. If it is only based on cultivation, then after time, you become tired of it. You just can't do it anymore. This program every day, it's just too much. I won't do this then. And then when there's no program, then, what takes its place? What takes its place? If there's no reading, when was the last time I opened a book and then you open one and a cloud of dust comes out? Then where's the strength? What's the source of strength? We need both. Cultivation and must be maintained. Spiritual nourishment. And then conviction. So yes, by reading we get arguments and reason, and by thinking about it, by thinking deeply, one has to think, and then we become individually strong, and then we have to come to the point where, we are alone, surrounded by Maya, are just ready to put Krishna into the world, just like Prabhupada, alone in New York. Alone, all alone in New York, ready to put Krishna everywhere. Yeah. Alone. So we are just alone, we're just a handful. Yeah. This morning lecture is not one to a very large audience. Yeah. I've been to places where I have 5,000 people as an audience. Yeah. You can't see them. You sit on the stage and the lights are shining in your eyes. You can't see any faces out there. And you just speak into this crowd. And you can't read any faces. This morning is different. It is small. There's only a handful. Yes. But there are more living beings in the spiritual world than in the material world, Prabhupada points out. So we are with the majority. All those people out there who are doing their nonsense. Right? That's what it is, nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It's nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't produce any good results. All those people with their nonsense, they are in the minority. They're in the minority. We are with the majority. Ekam sena stito jagat. Yes, in this universe only, you know, it's pervaded only by a spark of my splendor, Krishna says. There is a whole spiritual realm. The tripat vibhuti, the three quarters is the spiritual realm. Three quarters. And only 10% of the living beings are in the material world. Actually, 90% they're in the spiritual world. So it is. So we are definitely part of the majority here. So there's no need for weakness. And it's not an experiment. It's not like, is it going to work? Right? It's tried and tested over the ages. It did. It works. It works, Krishna consciousness, if we take it. So, in this way, we have to deepen our conviction, and the more we deepen our conviction, the stronger we are. Part of our conviction comes from dedication to Guru and faith in Guru, where we can see, yes, there's no doubt about it, my Guru is a resident of the spiritual world. Now we have to, he's not a resident of this material world. He is like no interest in the material world. He's simply spending his time with Krishna. That's it, and nothing else. And that's what it's about. A life for Krishna. And that is Krishna consciousness. So, but we are a little shallow. And we don't want to really make such a drastic change. We don't really want to give up our egocentric approach to life fully. A little bit maybe, but not fully. And we're desperately, even in Krishna consciousness, trying to maintain our egocentric way of life. It is funny how we are practicing Krishna consciousness and at the same time sabotaging it. We're sabotaging it somehow or other. Due to our minds, we're just sabotaging it. Trying to cut corners, trying to get out of it, trying to make it lighter. And you know, we had to just stop it. To really stop that. That's what it's all about. You know, just stop it and just get very serious about Krishna consciousness. It is worth it, and nothing else is worth it. There's nothing. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. There's all these ideas, you know, some idea. If I was a rich man, you know, if you were a rich man, it would still suffer like a dog. If I had, you know, if I had a child, you know, the child would sometimes drive you nuts. Absolutely insane. I would love it if my child would drive me nuts. That's my dream. Oh, if only my child would drive me nuts. No, a child will drive you nuts to a point where you don't want it anymore. To a point where you think, why do I have to even, you know, God, why did I have a kid in the first place? I should have never had one. Those thoughts will come, you know. I was just in Durban on the beachfront, and all these big crowds are there. And the big problem is all the children that stay behind. Not that we're, you know, lost, but we're left behind. Yeah. So there are many like, they try to educate the people, don't leave your children behind. After every big summer weekend, they have to pick up all the children that are left behind. Some people are poor. We can here sit in the Netherlands and just say, how disgraceful, and so on. Huh? But that's only the external layer of veneer, you know, and a little gloss on the outside. It can change very fast. Very, very fast. One time I was on a train here in the Netherlands, and that day, one of the big electric power plants that powers one third of the country had such a major breakdown that they had to shut down the electricity. So I'm on the train, and suddenly the light goes down and the train goes, you know. And since I lived in India a long time, I mean, you know, I could immediately see, you know, whoa, the electricity is off. Other people didn't register, you know, they thought like electricity, of course, is on, but, you know, something else. But I saw it immediately because I've been through it so many times in India. So look at that, you know. And then we stood there with the train on the track, and some guys walking around with walkie-talkies and like for a solution and this and that. And then finally to say, okay, well, there are buses. Okay, of course, you know, of course. There are buses, of course. There's a solution. You know, we knew that, you know, that it would be buses, you know. Of course, you know. I mean, that's what the railway does, you know. When there's a problem with the trains, then they put buses. So, yes, there are buses. I said, but we are in the middle of an area where of the fields, right? So we'll have to walk. Walk? We have to walk. But, you know, what kind of railways is that, you know? And we all had to walk over the railway track for like 2.5 kilometers with luggage, etc. You know, the old ladies being carried, they never walked in their life, you know what I mean? Suddenly they had to walk with their luggage, you know? Yeah, usually someone brings them to the train. Mommy, are you comfortable? On the other side, mommy, are you okay? They never performed any austerity in their life, you know? Suddenly they have to walk along the railway track with this, with their bags, right? Then we came to the buses, yeah? And there were only 3 buses for the whole train. Well, I tell you, these nice civilized European people, they suddenly became like the Indians, you know? They just stormed that bus. And they became worse than the Indians. They stormed that bus. They pushed everybody over. Old ladies were knocked out of the way. Then everyone just jumped in the bus, and they were hanging on the bus. They climbed on the bus. Yeah. It was just like what you see in Delhi. No, not so much anymore, but you used to see a lot, you know. Buses that permanently hang to one side, like a sailing boat, because there's so many people hanging on the bus, on the side of the door, in the back, and this. Anyway. Well, you know, I saw all these people run for the train and go crazy, for the bus and go crazy, and I thought, forget it, you know. Just chant Hare Krishna and let it go, you know. I'm not going to try even to get in this bus. It's a zoo, you know. Anyway, some more buses came later, so we got on the second shift, you know. It was all right. But it was interesting to see how quickly all that culture was gone, all that morality that was gone. So if you have too many mouths to feed, you know what I mean? All these kids got no money, nothing,
really nothing. You know, you're really like not got little money, you're totally poor. Then you think, well, you know, let's give number 9 away. Or let's leave him on the beach, somebody will take care of him. So anyway, the point is there that we need to not become so caught up in thinking that material adjustments is what we need and that will solve our problems. It won't. We'll, no matter what adjustments we'll make, we'll always be agitated. In the end, the adjustment has to be in our conviction. And of course, I said, the kshatriya by determination, the brahmana by knowledge, janatiti brahmana, the brahmana knows brahman, and the vaishnava by love, by praying. So that's our strength. Actually, we have to really develop some love for Krishna. Jeez. Instead of for ourselves. Yeah, that's a big change. Yeah. But that's the key. That's the real. Then we are convinced. Yeah. So it comes to that. It comes to that. Sooner or later, that you realize, I actually have to somehow or other try and develop some love for Krishna. Because out of love, you can do anything. It comes to that. And you actually have to love Krishna more than your own kids.
Yeah. Well, that's easy.
For you, but not for a mother.
Okay.
You're not a mother.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They are more attached.
Anyway, now that you broke the ice,
yeah.
Now we may as well ask for comments and questions. Speak.
Yeah, well, I have a question. What if you think that you developed some love for Krishna? Is that actually not arrogant?
It will be, but it will be tested. If you think you developed love for Krishna, because you would like to be known as by others, recognized for having it. It will be tested. It will be tested in trying circumstances. And then if you don't have it, you'll fail the test. But if you have real love, you know. There's a story about, there was a child and two mothers were claiming this child is mine.
Yeah.
And it came. And it came before a king. And then, you know, the king and the mothers were both fighting, and the king couldn't figure it out which one is the real mother. So finally the king said, okay, I give you both one half of the child. And one of the ladies said, yes, that is fair. And the other lady said, no, she can have it. She can have the child. Then the king said, that's the mother. I'll give the child to that. Because no mother can see her child. So she passed the test of love. See? So love means you have to put your own, your self-interest aside for the benefit of others. Love for Krishna means Krishna first. Krishna's interest first, then your own. That's love. That's big time. Big time. You're all too much controlled by self-interest. Okay, someone else?
I'm not sure if I quote you properly, but you once said that in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, austerity is required. Is it right? I want to know, how long is this beginning?
That can be a few lifetimes, or it can be very short. Depends on how much we are how serious we are in really giving up our self-centeredness. Depends on that. So you can put all the dress and everything and still internally remain self-centered. Then it will not happen. Then we're still a beginner. After all these years, still a beginner. See, at one point it's not an austerity anymore. But the material world is basically an austere place. But you just don't identify with the austerity, identify with Krishna. So it becomes blissful that you can do it for Krishna. Therefore you see that like Prabhupada was taking so many austerities and he was so blissful. It's not like, gosh, you know, do you realize what I am carrying? I mean, do you realize the responsibility I have on my shoulders? Well, that wasn't Prabhupada's mood, because Prabhupada was very pleased. Oh, I can do this for Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so wonderful. I can do some service for him. Oh, I'm so fortunate. So there was no more austerity. Although externally still austerity, old man, old age, sickly body, traveling around the world. You know what I mean? So austerity is basically built in life, in the material world. It will never go away. You know. And there was like, I was somewhere in a house and there were a few older guys and there was one young man and they had really nice prasadam and really good ice cream and so on, and the young man says, oh no, I can't eat ice cream. And then one of the old men said, look, you know, if you can't eat ice cream now, you'll never be able to eat ice cream, right? Now, this is your chance, you know, now you can do it, you know. Soon you'll be too old, then it's finished. That was interesting. It was an interesting realization. So the point is that it's not going to get better, Gudrun. Your kidneys are going to fail. Yeah? You're going to get pain in your kidneys. You're going to get pain in your liver, your heart. He said that the time will come, you think, God, you know, am I getting a heart attack? No, this is normal. Everyone gets periods where they get pain in their heart. The worms are going to eat your brains. What was my name again? Did I brush my teeth or not? You know, take them out. There was one devotee who would send his teeth with someone else to go and brush my teeth. That time will come. So austerity will remain. But the consciousness will change. All blissful austerity. Blissful. Now you hate it. You would rather sit... You know, there's this movie called Midnight Cowboy. Did you ever see that movie? Okay, well, Midnight Cowboy is a movie. It's about some guy from the countryside. He has heard, he's like into women and sex, and he's a strong cowboy type of kind of guy. And he's heard that ladies in New York pay a fortune. You know, so he wants to go to New York into the profession. But he doesn't know how to do it. So he meets this guy named Ratso. And Ratso is sort of he's a cripple. You know, he's a cripple. And he lives in this old squat house and so on. He has no money. But he knows New York inside out. He's a survivor. So anyway, he becomes his manager and he guides the whole thing. And then, you know, in the middle of the movie, there is a section called Ratso's Dream, you know. And like, you know, and you see like Ratso suddenly in a smoking, in a 5-star hotel, right, walking around, and he sits on one of these, like, you know, kind of sunbathing beds, you know, next to the pool, and there's like 6 girls working him over, you know, one is massaging, and the other one is this and that. Yeah, rat. So, it's, that's his dream. So, yeah. Listen, we're all a little rat. So we all have that kind of dream, you know, the dream. So as long as you have such a dream, as long as you have the dream, you'll be rat. So you'll be crippled. Crippled by material desire, and life will be an austerity. In whatever way you go, now it's your turn.
I have a question about this. You mentioned that we should try to develop this love for Krishna. See, I was thinking all the time that if I just practice the spiritual process and follow the instructions and do the sadhana, that the love will develop automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking.
Yeah, it will.
What's
it will. Try to develop love for Krishna is also. You can help it, you know. You can appreciate Krishna. You can actually take some time to get to know Krishna. So we do the service, but we should also take some time to get to know Krishna. Yeah. So it's about find out more about Krishna, serve Krishna, and also take time to get to know Krishna. And be in a favorable environment, associated with lovers of Krishna. That helps a lot. Because what will our little service do?
Here, Krishna. I'll give you a little service.
One penny of service.
Please take. Oh, I gave Krishna a whole penny of service. Yes. Yes.
How big is our service? We're misers. Every time we do something for Krishna, we think, oh, I'm doing all this for Krishna. Oh. So difficult. Come on, you know. We're living in this cushy world, you know. Where everything is soft. How difficult is it? Yeah. It's snowing. Oh dear, oh dear. Yeah. Walk all the way to the car. Oh God. It's cold. Start it, you know, it's going to take 5 or 7 minutes before the heating really starts to work. Oh gee, so stiff. Now, so we need to also discover who Krishna is. That can help. Not only battle it out with the material energy for Krishna, and battling it out with the material energy now for 20 years for Krishna. So hard, I'm working for Krishna, you know, there's still no love, and it's just so austere. I'm totally agitated. Upadruta. Yes. Then as part of the cultivation, right, because there's a way we can cultivate this love, then we need to enrich ourselves by discovering the quality, the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of Krishna. That can help.
Trying to develop love for Krishna, right? You pray, but how deep is, what's the...
Do something!
The power of prayers.
Prayers. You pray, the power of prayer, you know. I think you gotta go to the neighbors, you know.
No.
They make a big thing about the power of prayer, you know. I mean, do you believe in the power of prayer? Yeah. Do you? Now, we do believe in the power of prayer, but we understand that the essence is glorification of Krishna. When prayer is self-centered, right, then it's not so powerful. Oh Lord, won't you buy me? Yeah? That is not so powerful. Oh Lord, please solve all my problems. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. That's egocentric prayer. So egocentric prayer is not so powerful. But if your prayer is really selfless, Krishna, somehow or other give me the strength, right?
I mean, more like the
Bhajans, what we see, it's all right. Oh, that's all right, you know. That's part of the cultivation, right? So I said you should, just same answer as I gave to her. That's important to cultivation. Get to know Krishna. But you know, ultimately, the power of your prayer, the power of your bhajan that you sing will not come from how many tears you cry or, you know, how much, you know, but what you're really doing. Chant with your heart, right? Let me just comment on that. Chant with your heart. Yes, chant with your heart really means chant in a spirit of trying to benedict all the living entities. If you just sit there and try to chant with your heart to feel the love, you know, I mean, try to feel the love, you know. You know how that is, you can't fake it, love.
I think when you're selfish, self-centered, egoistic person, I mean.
What?
It's difficult when you're a self-centered, egoistic person.
Oh yeah, everyone has the same excuse. It never says, it's more difficult for me than others because I am very self-centered, egoistic person. No? No, I am the most egoistic of all. No, no. I'm more egoistic than you. So what if it's made easy for you? It's made easy. We gave you chanting Hare Krishna, plus Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there, which gives you very quick result in chanting Hare Krishna. Two things we get in this movement. The holy name, and the second thing is Lord Chaitanya's additional mercy to make it give very quick result. And you say, oh, the Prabhupada says, chant, 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 and you say, can't, because I'm too selfish and too egoistic. I'm so bad. Take it or leave it. Huh?
I'll take it.
Let's see. Words will not do. You know, some people tell me, I take it. Some people tell me, like, you know, I'm a special case. Can you really deal with me? Just like, you know, do you have the power to deal with me? No, I have no power at all to deal with anyone. All I can do is offer this process. Take it or leave it. I have no power to make you take it. You know? If I would have the power to make people take this, that would be easy. I don't. You know? I can only offer it. Some will take it, some don't. Some say they're taking it. Oh yes, yes, I'll take it. But they don't. They don't. And they smile at me. But they don't. What can they do? Or they take only a little. They don't like really take it.
Not at all.
Time will tell. You have the chance.
Yeah, I think that you should become happy in devotional service, and then you can preach devotional service, and that develops love for Krishna in you and others. And that's what Krishna would like to see, that you are a happy devotee. The best preaching is a happy devotee. So you have to make sure you are happy with your service and your chanting and your association and everything, and then you can be a good preacher, because preaching is the essence. It makes empowers the speed, or let's say, by which you attain love for God, for Krishna. Is that true?
Correct.
First think about yourself and make yourself happy with it, because
why?
Otherwise you
cannot. No, first think about others, and that will give you happiness.
You can, okay, but that's the same. It's one sense the same.
Yeah. It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. But
you
it's
have to give up your own sinful life.
Yeah.
And do something for others. And you know, you have to gain something yourself, and then you can give to others. You cannot give more to others than you have. Yes.
Maybe you just answered. You said that you should think about others, but others abuse.
Oh yes, they do.
I also abuse people, but I also was abused.
So yeah, yeah, me too.
In human nature to abuse
people. Oh yes.
How much to give to others?
Don't worry about this, you know, Jesus Christ superstar and all that, you know. Tolerate the abuse. Tolerate. Somehow or other.
Yeah, but sometimes it can destroy you. Abuse
well,
destroy
you know, you have to learn to, if you're stronger, it will not destroy you.
But what if you are not strong?
Then you cannot just immediately take on the heaviest, the most abusive people. So then you first try to help people. That can you just move a little? No, you, yeah. No, because she's just bending over, trying to make eye contact, and then you just lean over and then block her again.
That's absolutely not what I want to do.
I know that. Sorry, but this happens. She moved specially. And
okay.
Now it's okay. On the other hand. Okay. So, you know, you cannot all in one day take the whole world upon you. But you can do something. So begin with people who are favorable and do something with them. Okay. And then you made a beginning. And then you become stronger. And then you can do more. And stronger and stronger.
That's a good point.
And then, you know, one day you'll take on the whole world. Why not? There's a Gujarati story about a little girl. And there's a skinny little girl. Gujarati girls are skinny. And her father asked her if she could carry a calf up the stairs. She said, yes, I can do it, on her shoulders. That skinny girl carried a calf up the stairs. Then the father said, now do it every day. Yeah? After 1 year, she did it. After 1 year, she was carrying a bull up the stairs. So one day you can carry a bull up the stairs. Carry every day. Old Gujarati story. Okay. Anything else? In the quiet corner.
There are many things, but we cannot discuss everything at once.
That's true.
I was also curious about austerities. What austerity really means, and how far should it go?
Austerity will come on its own accord in service. So we're not looking for special austerity, but when the austerity is that we put Krishna first, Krishna's interest before our own, and then whatever austerity comes in that we swallow. That's how far austerity goes. Whatever is good for Krishna, we will do.
And when we are children and we are not in position to choose for ourselves, and yeah, we are being given austerity life, is it?
Then it depends on the parents. Right? If you have good parents, then you're lucky. If you don't have good parents, you're not lucky. Like my parents, they're nice, but they were in Maya, so I learned a lot of wrong things. I learned from my father how to read a wine chart. Yeah. Now I know that's rubbish. Yeah, but then you know it was like a big thing. Yeah, so I had to know. You know, this year was a good year. That was a good year. So, yeah. I used to know these things. Thank God, I forgot.
But what I mean, what if it happens in your childhood and it's bad? Is this to...
bad karma?
Yes.
Something you've done in your life.
Is it an austerity, like you said, that it goes through many lifetimes?
Well, yeah. When we have done bad things in the past, then in this life we get reaction and they come in the form of austerity. So there's austerity then that comes on its own. You know, someone is born with a cripple. That's the whole life of austerity. You cannot walk properly, everyone laughs at you, you know, something wrong with your leg, people are like, Yeah. You see these people come by, they have some physical problem. It's a big austerity. Right? Handicapped. It's heavy. So it's past karma. So the past karma gives you austerity. But that's not the austerity we're talking about. So you have to tolerate your past karma, but then you do devotional service, and then there's extra austerity in devotional service. I'm going to serve Krishna for the Sunday feast. My God, a whole barrel of potatoes. I mean, if I just stay home, you know, I need two potatoes, right? And I'll be happy. Two potatoes I can peel. But can I peel two bags of potatoes? For Krishna, I can. So for Krishna, we take austerities for a minute. And if we do, then we'll grow. And we'll become advanced, get purified. Late, we stop. Thank you very much. The project.